Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, featuring the top seven Motown artists. We're starting with the seventh most popular, Martha and the Vandellas, then the Four Tops, the Miracles, the Temptations, the Supremes, including Diana Ross on her own, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder. First up this half hour, Martha and the Vandellas in My Lonely Room, right here on Motown.
Number seven.
Because loving you has made my life sweeter than ever.
Soul Flower.
Number 5.
Motown memory from the Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson. That was Come On, Do the Jerk. And that only reached number 50 in 1964. And that was the fifth most popular Motown act, including the singles by Smokey Robinson. Before that, the Four Tops, Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever, reaching number 45 from 1966. That song was co-written by Stevie Wonder. And that was the sixth most popular Motown artist. And the seventh most popular Motown artist, Martha the Vandellas, in My Lonely Room, reaching number 44 from 1964. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Ballin. This entire hour, we're counting down the top 15 Motown artists. We kicked off this hour at the 15th artist, and now we made it all the way up to the fourth most popular Motown artist, The Temptations. Well, the Temptations were known for their choreography, distinctive harmonies, and flashy wardrobe. Many think that the group has been as influential into the rhythm and blues music and soul as the Beatles were to pop and rock. Known to always feature at least five male vocalists and dancers, the group formed in 1960 in Detroit, Michigan, under the name The Elgins. As of 2013, The Temptations continue to perform and record for Universal Music Group with its one living original member, Otis Williams. Over the course of their career, The Temptations have released four Billboard Hot 100 number one singles and 14 Rhythm and Blues number one singles. Their material earned them three Grammy Awards, and they were the first Motown recording act to win a Grammy Award, and in 2013, the group received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement. Well, here are The Temptations. Keep holding on right here on Motown.
Number 4.
Into this life, a woman brought me. Since I've been here, a woman taught me. Don't worry about what you can't control. Do your best and leave the rest alone. Keep holding on. So damn your back is against the wall. Keep holding on. Hey-oh.
Here they come, looking so alive. They're here for business, buddy, so none of your jive. Brighter tomorrow are in their eyes. You better make way for the young folks. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I see some faces, I got good connections, they dig my directions. When people say that's okay, they don't bother me. I'm ready to make it, don't care what the weather, don't care about no trouble, got myself together. I feel no kind of protection that's all around me.
Well, the second most popular Motown artist, that was Marvin Gaye and Trouble Man, reaching number 7 in the U.S. pop charts in 1972. Before that, the Supremes, including, of course, Diana Ross, a song that only reached number 69 from 1969, considered a major disappointment. That was The Young Folks. And we started with The Temptations, Keep Holding On, number 54 from 1976. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we've been counting down the top 15 Motown artists. Well, we have made it all the way up to number 1, the most popular Motown artist of all time. And that artist is Stevie Wonder. Well, Stevie was born Steveland Hardaway Morris on May 13, 1950, and he has developed into one of the most creative and loved musical figures of the late 20th century. Blind since shortly after birth, Stevie signed with Motown at the tender age of 11 in 1963, and he continues to perform and record for Motown into the early 2010s. He has recorded more than 30 U.S. top 10 hits, and received 22 Grammy Awards, the most ever awarded to a male solo artist. Well, Stevie is also noted for his work as an activist for political causes, including his 1980 campaign to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a holiday in the United States. In 2009, Stevie was named the United Nations Messenger of Peace. In 2008, Billboard magazine released a list of the Hot 100 all-time top artists to celebrate the U.S. Singles Chart's 50th anniversary, with Stevie at number 5. By popular vote, Stevie was inducted into the Soul Music Hall of Fame in December 2012. Well, here is the number 1 Motown artist, Something's Too Good for My Baby, from 1966, right here on Motown.
Number 1! Nothing's too good for my baby! Nothing's too good for my baby! A little heart desire. The other half goes down by now.
The number one most popular Motown artist, Stevie Wonder. That was We Can Work It Out, of course, a Beatles tune. But Stevie had a pretty good hit with it, reaching number 13 from 1971. And we started with Stevie's Nothing's Too Good for My Baby, number 20 from 1966. Well, this hour, we feature the top 15 Motown artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.